it's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is our weekly look at all things real estate. What's going on around the area? Shane Mast is on. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the things that we should know about this week?
I'll briefly touch on interest rates because that's probably the driving force of our market right now. But then I thought we'd do something a little bit different and talk about different price points in different areas and what will get you in different areas, and as well as I'm going to tell you what the cheapest property is and cheapest financeable property in the county and what the most expensive one. I think both of them might surprise you.
All right. Well, let's start off with interest rates. And did they go back up?
They certainly did. So today, your average conventional with good credit is a 6.78, and we were down to 5.99 exactly 2 weeks ago today. So the reason that happened is we did talk about the jobs report last week. That's the biggest driving factor. And then between the last time we talked and today, the inflation numbers for January came out. And inflation did go down, but it only went down by 0.1%. It was supposed to go down quite a bit higher than that. And because of that, the Fed hasn't met since then, but we believe that the Fed's going to get more aggressive in their rate hikes, and that's why rates have gone significantly higher. Remember, they peaked out about 7.37, so we're still about 0.5% below that. But it looks like they're going to be in the higher sixes, at least for the next 30 days or so.
Has that caused anything to slow down?
It hasn't yet, which is odd, but it just happened. So we just hit this mark in the last couple of days. We're still getting things pending. Things are still pending quite quickly. In fact, we already have 69 pending properties this month, but remember 2 weeks ago we were at 599. So we'll see what happens. The median list price of those is 297. That would be 6% higher than January was for median sale price, but things are selling for a few percent less than their asking price. So we're looking at right now February being about 3% higher than sales were in January.
And I would imagine March is anticipated to go up further.
Yeah, it looks like it just based on this, but it's all going to be dependent on this rate. What's this rate increase going to do to borrowers? So median pending price right now, 349. That's just for January of the 69 properties that went pending. So the 350 range is the hottest range right now, which last month was really about the 320 range.
Interesting. Well, speaking of ranges, there's a big range out there in real estate of homes and of properties. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the most inexpensive property in Douglas County right now that's not in a park. The cheapest one in a park is $49,000, but the cheapest one that's on its own land is at 1431 Duke in Sutherland, and that is at $99,000 cash only. The most expensive one is 1601 Cabin Creek, and this one's a shocker, $5.85 million. So that is a 116-acre property. It's got a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, 4,000-square-foot house, several shops, several apartments in the shops. That one may be on a while, though, at $5.88 million. That will be the most expensive property sold in our county in a while that wasn't a timber property.
Now, is this a newer build, or has this been there a while?
Cabin Creek is just off of I-5, kind of by the Metz Hill exit. The house, it's a newer log cabin, like built in 2013. I mean, it's a beautiful house. It's just that's a big price point for Douglas County without getting, thousands of acres. 256 acres is nothing to shake a stick at, but yeah, that's a big price point, and most likely out-of-state buyer on that one if it's going to go. So the marketing for that agent is probably mostly marketing out-of-state for that one.
Interesting, you know, there are people interested in every price point, but obviously when you get up to those higher numbers, and a specialized property with a lot of land as well, the percentage of people that are interested in any given property like that drops dramatically.
Yeah, and we actually have over 20 houses / properties for sale over $1 million in the county, but we only close one or two of those a month. So the pending ratio for that price point is really, really low.
Well, and I have noticed, too, following national trends, sometimes looking at real estate in other places, $5 million sounds high here, but there are properties, in Southern Cal or even Maui, for instance, that are $20 or $30 million, but again, very specialized and a limited number of people looking for those.
Yeah, exactly. And the person that might want one of those 3-acre parcels with a 12,000 square foot house may not be interested in 200 acres and a 4,000 square foot house. But I mean, I'd love to have it. I don't have $5 million, but it's a beautiful property.
Yeah, it's fun to see you and just the diversity of the properties around the county.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I was going to go over different price points. Right now, the most properties we have for sale are in the $350,000 to $400,000 range. There's actually 30 of those. And I'm only talking about financeable houses here, not cash-only properties. Under $200,000, this has actually shocked me because I hadn't looked at this in a while. There's only 3 properties in the county that are financeable under $200,000. So even though our price point has been going down, there's still that lower level still starting somewhere really in the 200 level, because between 200 to 250, there are 16 houses. But again, under 200, only 3 financeable houses, and they're all only financeable via conventional financing. So that means that they're not in great shape. That means they wouldn't be able to be purchased by a VA, an FHA, or a USDA buyer. So that low point is really, really hard to get a house right now. 200 to 250, there's quite a few options. 250 to 300, there's 23 houses. 300 to 350, there's 29, so it goes up and then maxes out. 350 to 400, that's where we have 30. So about 60 houses between 300,000 and 400,000. And that's a good indicator of why we're getting our median pending price. We don't know what those are going to end up closing for because we don't get that data until they close. But our median pending price is up from last month, and it's right in that 350 range is the sweet spot this month.
I imagine above 400,000, the number starts going down as well.
Yeah, like 400 to 450, there's only 18. 450 to 500, there's 13. Yeah, it starts to drop as that price goes up. So most agents are looking, or most people are, first-time home buyers are probably in the low threes right now, because even that 250 to 300 is a difficult price point. You're probably looking at an older house and maybe an older neighborhood if you're under 300,000 right now.
All right, a lot of data to take a look at and a lot of things to consider whether you're getting ready to buy or sell. Talk about how folks can get connected mm-hmm. with you and the importance of talking with people who are really aggressive about staying up to date with the market.
Yeah, it's a necessity now. It wasn't a couple years ago or even a year ago, but it's a necessity now for real estate agents and lenders to be on top of this. We talked last week a little bit about that client that she got that 599. It was only there for one day, but because her lender was on top of things, she was able to do that. But in this crazy volatile rate environment, you've got to be following it all the time. No, you can write an offer today. It doesn't mean you have to lock your loan today. If we see the data that rates are going to go down tomorrow, we'll give you the advice. Wait, let's wait till tomorrow and then lock in that loan. So at Oregon Life Homes, we're constantly studying this, the changing market. It's fascinating to me, boring for some people, but fascinating to me to just watch all these rates and all the different factors that go into why they're going up and down.
So real quick, give folks your phone number.
541-391-4945, and you can always visit us on the web at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.